Life and death, coexistence and interdependence, the struggle for survival, all of these occur constantly in the vast oceans that give our planet the nickname the Big Blue Marble. For centuries, humans have used the sea for trade, recreation, and navigation. We look to the future and try to imagine and create greater opportunities for use of the sea, particularly as a food source to help feed a burgeoning world population. But we must be careful. A man who knew the ocean possibly better than anybody else recently passed away. He warned us for decades of the need to adopt international regulations aimed at preserving the sea for generations to come. These are the words of the famous French oceanographer Jacques Cousteau. Ideas spread slowly, and it is difficult to persuade man of the harm that he is doing. Consequently, he is causing pollution faster than he can become aware of it. It has long been clear to me that man is unwilling to admit that this ever-increasing pollution of the sea can be, and in the long run will be, extremely harmful to the rest of the world. We humans tend to think that our need to exist and to multiply is sufficient reason and justification for anything that we do. But surely it must be possible for us to live and to multiply without destroying what is good and beautiful in creation. All that is required is a minimum of understanding of what is involved, an abundance of goodwill, and great respect for life in all its forms.